Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email too, you can do that. It's marsiliins@gmail.com. That's marsiliins@gmail.com. This week's podcast was brought to my attention with the upcoming weather schedule that we have for the area. In our local area here, they're talking about we're going to get a bit of a thaw. Temperatures are going to be rising. It's going to be melting the ice and snow. There are a couple of counties so far that do have preemptive flooding warnings, that their rivers and lakes and whatnot are going to be possibly hitting flood stage or close to flood stage. So that got me to thinking about water backup coverage, maybe known by several different names in the insurance industry. It could be water backup coverage, could be sewer and water backup coverage, it could be sewer and drain coverage, it could be sump pump overflow, sump pump failure. All it is it's all about pretty much the same coverage, and that is water or sewage that backs up through a drain in your basement. Found this article from Grange Insurance, one of the many carriers who we represent, talking about the need for water backup coverage and the four reasons you should purchase it. I recommend that you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this later on and you go to the blog and it's not the article, you can go up in the upper right in the search bar, just type in water backup, and it should bring you to the blog post for this particular podcast. Again, I want you to go to Grange and read the full article. The blog post will have a link to that because not only am I going to share the reasons why you should have water backup coverage, but they have tips on how to prevent water backups from occurring or help prevent water backups from occurring at your residence. Now, something to keep in mind, that one of the major disasters that can happen to a home is a water or sewer backup in the basement. Just think about the mess, the smell, the cleanup. Ew. Now, if you own a home or a condo that and does have a basement, you may want to consider purchasing water backup or sewer and drain backup coverage on your policy. And again, Grange Insurance has this great article that you can read explaining the four reasons why you should purchase water backup coverage. And then again, like I said, they do have additional tips on how to prevent water backups from occurring at your residence. The first reason that they have here is it's not included. Your standard homeowner's policy, does not cover water or sewer backup that does not originate from the interior plumbing system. A toilet overflow, a water heater breach, or they say a water heater explosion, a dishwasher hose break, ice machine in your refrigerator, that hose disconnects. Those are all considered plumbing system issues. Or water from within a plumbing system is the way that a standard homeowner's policy would read it. Those items are covered because it's a part of the plumbing system. But when it comes to a drain in the basement that goes out to the road, that is not considered a part of the plumbing system because it is separate. It is not connected to anything but the basement. So when it comes to a sewer backup or a sump pump failure, that stuff is not covered on a standard homeowner's policy. And damage done in the basement due to a water backup or a sewer backup or a sump pump failure would not be covered or is excluded except by endorsement. You could purchase an endorsement for the water backup or sewer backup coverage. The second reason to add it is the cost is often minimal. Depending on the level of coverage desired, coverage could be had for as little as $50 a year. Now, that $50 a year is probably going to get you maybe $2,000 to $3,000 in water backup coverage. So that would be enough to maybe clean up the water. It's not going to cover replacing flooring in your basement. So if you've got like a carpeted basement, a finished basement, like carpeting, drywall, it's not going to cover that. As far as the coverage amount, it may not be enough to cover stuff like that or items that are damaged in the basement because of the water backup. There may not be enough coverage for that $2,000 to $3,000. So definitely talk to your insurance agent about the coverage level that you need. Oftentimes, you know, again, the coverage level is factored on what's in your basement. You know, again, do you have a finished basement? Do you have drywall? Do you have is there carpet down there or laminate flooring? What do you have stored down in your basement? Are things up off the floor? You know, a lot of things factor into the coverage level that you need for water or sewer backup. So definitely talk to your agent to determine what level of coverage that you need. The third reason to add it is water backups happen. No one is totally immune from water backups, and it can happen anytime, anywhere. Doesn't matter if your home is built on a hill, it's built on sandy soil, or if you don't have a basement, you know, water or sewer backup can happen. I get that all the time with clients that call me, and I said, well, do you have a sump pump in the basement? Yeah, I've got a sump pump in the basement, but we live up on a hill, or we've got sandy soil. You know, a lot of these excuses, you know, it's fine. You know, we aren't going to have any issues. It can happen anytime, anywhere. So definitely, most certainly, if you've got a sump pump, you should definitely consider the purchase of water backup coverage. Now, this is an interesting one. Another reason to have it is the loss of use qualification. All right, if you have a water or sewer backup coverage, and the covered damage makes your home uninhabitable for a period of time, you can utilize the loss of use coverage on your home policy to cover a temporary residence and other expenses relating to being unable to live in your home. Your standard homeowner's policy includes coverage for the dwelling, for other structures, for personal property, for loss of use. So if your home is unable to be lived in due to a covered loss, you do have coverage to rent a hotel room if it's a short-term thing, or if your house burned down and you need somewhere to live, to rent an apartment or rent a condo or something like that until your home is repaired. You know, having to stay in a hotel, you know, taking your laundry to the laundromat, you know, having to eat out because you don't have access to your kitchen, you don't have access to your, you know, laundry facilities, you know, the stuff that you're having to incur as a result of not being able to live in your home would be covered. Now, there are some things that wouldn't be covered, and obviously you got to check your policy and talk with your agent to see that, but a water or sewer backup that makes your home uninhabitable until it gets repaired, does trigger the loss of use coverage. So you won't be out any money if you have to rent a hotel or something like that while your home is being repaired. So that's another benefit of or reason to add the water backup coverage to your home. Again, want to tell you to go to our website, and that's mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click through to that, to the blog post for today, with a link to the full article from Grange Insurance. I want you to read that entire article because there are tips on how to prevent, help prevent water backups from occurring at your home. Again, we are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, that is going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.